Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time now for our community connection today, right here on K1, the one you trust, and it's brought to you by Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home, and also our good friends at Tallgrass Motors. No stranger to the microphone and to this studio, for sure. Mike Wilt, how are you today?
I'm well, and you? Thank you.
I tell you what, if I was any better, there'd be two of me. Last check, there might be. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, we're going to be talking a little bit of foundation work with the Bartlesville Community Foundation. Something you've been doing since, what, 18?
2018, October of 2018.
That's first of all, tell us a little bit about it, and what is it?
Well, we've actually been around since we can trace our roots back to 1988. Pam Dunlap, who was the CEO of the Chamber of Commerce at the time, went to a conference and learned about the concept of a community foundation and thought it might be a good way for Bartlesville to kind of ease out the ups and downs, the peaks and the valleys of the petroleum industry that we're all very, very familiar with. And so she talked it over with her board, got together with some founding fathers and mothers, I guess you'd say. And so in December of 1999, they actually had a certificate filed with the state, and it was the Bartlesville Chamber of Commerce Foundation. And it operated that way for several years. And then the more they knew about it and became familiar with community foundations, they realized that it needs to be a separate organization, because the same people that were on the chamber board were on the Bartlesville Community Foundation board. And so in December of 99, they became what is now the Bartlesville Community Foundation. Actually, that was in 2001, so they operated that way for a while. And then in 2001, we became what we are today, the Bartlesville Community Foundation. And it was housed in the depot down there on Keeler, and then they moved into what is now the Truity Credit Union building up on the fifth floor. Pam decided to relocate to Edmond, and so one of the founders, Charlie and Corky Bowerman, Charlie, of course, with Phillips all those years, they actually kept the doors open. They got the office furniture. That was an important, integral time in the life of the BCF. They kept the doors open, and back then it was kind of hand-to-mouth. I mean, not a lot of people knew about the Community Foundation, and the funds were, you know, just trying to cover your expenses. And so that was really a critical time in our history, and we're very, very thankful for their leadership in that. And then, you know, the foundation went along, and then in 2015, literally out of the clear blue, the BCF got a foundation grant, a donation of $2 million from the Ruth C. Smith family. And to this day, we do not know why she picked the foundation, but that $2 million endowment just set us on a different trajectory and allowed us to, we didn't have to worry about expenses, overhead, and was able to concentrate on the mission in building the endowment and meeting people's charitable interest and not having to worry about, you know, just keeping the lights on and the doors open. And so that really was a big, big blessing. And so since that time, we've just been on a upward path. And I, you know, whenever I came in 2018, I said, we're going to try to take the BCF name and our mission to another level of recognition. You know, when you say the United Way, people know exactly what you're talking about. And so I want to have that same recognition when you hear Bartlesville Community Foundation. And so I've got a saying that it's funny, the more we go out the door, the more people come in the door. And so that's what we do, is we get out there, we tell people about it, and you know, and we also have people that refer us, you know, people that are existing fund holders or people that deal with, that are financial planners, that are accountants, that are attorneys, you know, that have Bartlesville in mind and growing Bartlesville. So that's how we get a lot of our people coming through the door. But also things like this, you know, being on the radio, speaking to the civic clubs. Like I said, the more we're out the door, the more people come in the door.
So. Well, you had a little bit of practice, because between being a radio guy and now with the foundation, you wore a couple of different hats, where that little adage, going out the door, coming in the door, really paid off. Tell us a little bit about some of the hats you've worn in the previous years?
Well, before I was at the BCF, mm-hmm. I was also part of the BlueStem Medical Foundation, mm-hmm. which is the foundation dedicated to growing and benefiting Jane Phillips Medical Center,
sure.
which has gone through several name changes, but it'll only be Jane Phillips Medical Center to me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was familiar with foundation work and, you know, what all is involved with that. And then it shouldn't be on my resume, but most people still remember I spent 10 years down at the state capitol.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, I'm leading a group down there in a couple of weeks on April the 7th for a day at the capitol since we missed last year.
Mm-hmm.
So all of that, you know, experience, you know, allows me to go out and you know, talk about the BCF and not be shy about it.
Well, I'd say you're uniquely qualified, too. Plus, you know somebody at the chamber a little bit, too.
Yeah, 35 years.
Yes.
That's why I'm taking a group to the Capitol in 2 weeks, because of that.
Your lovely wife, Sherry, with the Bartlesville Chamber of Commerce. Oh, and you got a daughter who's a college student, right?
Yes, that's where all my money goes. Yeah, OSU.
I've got
she's my young our youngest daughter, Olivia, is a sophomore at OSU,
mm-hmm.
majoring in elementary ed, and then our oldest daughter, mm-hmm. Miranda, is down in around the Killeen, Texas area. Her husband Kyle is at Fort Hood,
mm-hmm.
and we have more importantly two granddaughters. Ages 3 and 2. So,
and
they are the closest they've ever been and the closest they probably ever will be. So we try to get down there, you know, every 5-6 weeks.
Grandpa to grandpa, perfect age for spoilage.
Oh, my gosh. Spoilage. They're just precious. They really are.
Now, speaking of families, this is something that the foundation kind of does. You recognize some families from time to time.
Yes. In fact, we've got our Legacy Hall of Fame coming up on May the 15th. Mm-hmm. And this is something that we actually started back in 2007. And it's a big event. It's a formal event, one of the few remaining in Bartlesville, very classy. And it started as a way to honor those families mm-hmm. that contributed mightily to the development, the founding, the growth of Bartlesville. Since we're the Bartlesville Community Foundation, we thought mm-hmm. it was only fitting to recognize that. And it also has a dual purpose in getting our name out there and being amongst the public and recognition and whatnot. But we also want to pay, you know, genuine honor to those families. And I'll just read off the names. They're very, I mean, you don't have to be in this town very long to know. John Stone and Kane, May and Gorman, Adams and Dunges, Hughes and Sears, Price and Foster, Cox and Silas, Garrison and Vasudevan, Kolaw and Roll, Bowerman and Hockeyatis, Ambler, Haskell, Kurt and Sidoris, and then in 2019, Potter,
mm-hmm.
you may have heard of him, and the Zervis family. And so this year, well, before I get to this year, And then in 2019, we also decided to recognize those families that also contributed mightily to Bartlesville, but may not have any living relatives anymore. And the committee that we have selected the Artunov family, of course, Aramis Artunov of Retta Pump fame, but they didn't realize that there was one left living Artunov down in Tulsa, Anatoly Artunov. And so he actually came up and attended and spoke in receiving the award. And that was our very first Heritage Family Award.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this year, on May 15th at the Bartlesville Community Center, we're going to be honoring the Dunlap family. Of course, Ray Dunlap came from Arkansas and came to Bartlesville in 1939 and started Dunlap Construction.
Mm-hmm.
Kenny and Leva Dunlap, big pillars of the community. Jim was a state rep and a state senator here. Mm-hmm. He and his family, Pam, of course, ran the Chamber of Commerce for many, many years. They're now down in Edmond. Mike is a commissioner. Tom has been keeping the family business going.
Mm-hmm.
And so they've been in that community a long, long time. The Vaclaw family, actually, last year was the 100th year of Vaclaws in Bartlesville.
Wow.
They had the very first Vaclaw immigrate from Poland. And, in fact, it sounded like a W. It's Wacklaw. Mm-hmm. And so they changed it because people had difficulty pronouncing it. And so changed it from W to V and became Vaclaw. And everybody easily recognizes Mike Backlaw, who is the retired dentist, and then I've got, what, 8, 9 kids. I need a program. But, you know, Ryan is a family practitioner. Tyler's been on the school board. Russell's been a judge. Stacy Lard's been involved in the community with ballet and whatnot. And so, and like I jokingly said, kind of half jokingly, just between those two families, we have about 50% capacity right there. We don't need to fill that many tables since we've got all the family there. And then our second heritage family. Now we do know that there are no more Lion family members. Ted and Melody Lyon, we're honoring them. Ted was a Phillips executive, went on to be an entrepreneur, and everybody's heard in this community of the Lyon Foundation and the work that they do. One of the things that we do at the dinner event is present kind of a video montage of all three families. And John B. Kane, who is the chairman of the Lyon Foundation and is rolling off our board, tells a really great story about Ted and Melody Lyon, you know, how they developed the Lyon Foundation, all of the benefits that we've seen, this community has seen in all these years. I'm trying to think, it was back in the 70s, I think, when it was founded. And it's just, the videos are really, really well done, and the families are very, very deserving. And so that's one of our biggest events, and we're glad we're able to have it this year. Of course, we had to postpone it last year because of COVID, because it was in May, and that was just right as we were getting started. So, but now conditions are such that we're able to have it at the Bartlesville Community Center on May the 15th, and we've got, our tickets are available for purchase now. If you go to BartlesvilleCF, as in communityfoundation.org, there's a link to the right on events, and then 2021 events, and you can buy tickets and come join us and celebrate these two wonderful three wonderful families, really. But Ted and Melody no longer with us, but still plenty of Backlaws and Dunlaps around, that's for sure.
Oh, yes, yes, indeed. Like you said, that room's going to be full.
Right. And it, like I said, it's not a fundraiser, but we also, you know, I'm in the money-raising business. We don't want to lose money on the deal. So the profits go back into the BCF and scholarships and grants and whatnot. So, but it's one of the nicer events that we have. And we've got a ton of events in this town. I mean, as you well know. But we're very, very anxious to celebrate these three families coming up in May.
Well, Mike, I got to tell you that I've only seen one of these events.
Well, that was your first day in Bartlesville, is that right?
First full day in Bartlesville.
First full day in Bartlesville was our legacy event. Well, we appreciate you spending it with us.
Yeah, indeed. Very well done. And I can tell you, folks, if you've not been to one of these, you're really going to get a history lesson, and you're going to see probably everybody you know. And it's a great way to not only, you know, enrich your own little portion of the world, but also help enrich the community, too.
Right, and that you're exactly right. There are a lot of things about the Ted Melody Lyon that I didn't know, and I've been in this community 30 years, and we've got the families on camera talking about their forebears, and so it's just going to be a very, very special event.
Let's give them the website once again for tickets, and also to find out a little bit more about the
Foundation. Yeah, I mean, we've got, it's Bartlesville, and then CF, as in communityfoundation.org. And, yeah, everything, our history, all of our funds, our scholarships. We just wrapped up the application for our grants and our scholarships. We've got two separate committees, a grants committee and a scholarship committee. We've got like 16 scholarships that we hand out. And so they're going to be going through real thick binders, you know, to look over the scholarship applications and make awards. And everything you want to know about the Bartlesville Community Foundation is on that website.
Mike, well, thank you for being with us today.
Hey, appreciate it. Thank you for the opportunity.
Anytime you want to come back and visit, door's open. You know where it is.
I know where it is. A lot of memories in this room. A lot of memories in this room.
Indeed, indeed. Well, you've been listening to our Community Connection right here on